You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Yeah, come on. Another Cooligans episode.
Vamos, let's do this. Okay, everybody, micro machines, let's get really quick into this, all right?
Wow, is that a reference from like 1992, dude?
Kids still play with micro machines? They're probably too...
I'm pretty sure that doesn't exist. They're all choking hazards.
Bro, I have no idea what you're talking
micro
about.
Micro machines? Is that... am I dating myself that much?
You know what Hot Wheels are?
Yeah, they were just super tiny versions.
They were tiny. Do you remember Mighty Max?
No.
Polly Pocket?
My sister had Polly Pocket.
Mighty Max was the boy version of Polly Pocket.
I don't remember any of this.
Okay, I mean, you didn't have a childhood, though.
Sorry, just working at a factory since I was 11. Okay. You know?
All right, Alexis.
You was just at home watching cartoons, waiting to work at a GameStop.
Alexis was working before the Industrial Revolution, bro.
I've said this before, but I told someone just stories about, like, when I turned 12. Like, I didn't want anyone at the factory to know it was my birthday because I didn't want to, like, cause a stir, and then people be like, how old are you?
You want the government to step in?
I told them, you know, as they should have. I told Robbie Slovy, very funny comic. I'm telling him all these stories, and he's like, did you grow up in the Depression? Like, Jesus Christ.
Like, damn,
he's
bro.
Like, yo, you look good for 104.
What were the bread lines like?
Oh, damn, son. Were you relieved when Prohibition ended?
I mean, did they base one of the characters from Boardwalk Empire on you?
Yeah, bro. I'm in the background of the factory, like,
with the middle part in the gelled hair. Yeah.
Get him, Al.
See,
you're gonna be the lead, Al Capone. I tell you,
what's good, everyone?
You see, Cooligans, buddy.
You know, we usually start the show by referencing, you know, just antiquated toys.
Your uncle's youth, apparently.
but go look it up. I'm sure they sell them on eBay. I would imagine that the micro machines.
They're choking hazards. These things went away. They were probably made of lead. How old are you, dude?
What do you mean? We still got Stanley Cups, bro. Those are made of lead, too.
Yeah. I look. I'm not a huge fan of the craze of Stanley Cups, but now it's starting to feel like a coordinated takedown by some other cup company.
Right, Yeti.
Yeti's obvious to me.
Yeti's like, we can't have this.
You know, it's a really good way to not have that happen. Don't put lead in your cups.
But, yo, how are you going to protect the cup in a car fire, right?
It's probably the lead.
The lead is probably what did it, okay? I hope there's no lead, and, you know, even though people are going crazy for the – maybe lead is addictive. Maybe
oh,
this is what,
no.
Getting people crazy?
Just a bunch of women in mob wife attire and Uggs just collapsing from all the lead poisoning.
So a lot to go over this week in the world of footy. But I mean, also American football. We got to just, I mean, the Super Bowl, is. We know who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
It's Niners versus Chiefs.
It's Niners versus the Swifties, the Kansas City Chiefties or the Sweefs.
Where's the Raiders now? They're in Vegas, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So this is Taylor Swift versus Marshawn Lynch.
Okay.
He gets San Francisco now. He's from Oakland.
So, but the Super Bowl is in Vegas. So,
is it?
Yes, it is. Mm. Okay. So congrats to all people who care about the National Football League and all that stuff. I at least Patrick Mahomes is an investor and co-owner of Sporting Kansas City.
That's right.
His wife is
Kansas City Current.
Owner of Kansas City Current. So people very much involved in the proper football world.
That's right.
Okay. So good on.
There's some crossover.
Watching Patrick Mahomes yesterday, I was just a little bit like, you know, we've seen Tom Brady be a successful quarterback, but Mahomes seems like on a different level. I mean, as far as if you know, we'll
talent
see.
Talent wise,
yes. I was watching. I was like, bro, I think this is the greatest quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
100%
Without a doubt. Brady was good. Like. Pocket passer, quarterbacky, as they say.
He was a good old school, you know, like remember the good old days type of quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. But
Mahomes is new, fashionable. Sounds like that dude from Eastbound and Down.
You know? Okay, because Patrick Mahomes just looks unstoppable.
He's a very chill guy.
Yeah, dude. Make a mistake, bro. We're rooting for Lamar Jackson
also,
right now.
Brady had a MAGA hat behind him. Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And you lost that fucking beautiful woman to go live in Tampa for one more year. Embarrassing yourself, dog.
Okay, so Patrick Mahomes is up right now, all right? It doesn't matter how many Super Bowl rings Brady
has. Tom Brady owns Birmingham City. So there's also that crossover there.
Right, and also they fired Wayne Rooney within minutes after.
Well, he dusty, bro.
Anyway, okay.
And you hire old Shrek, and he gets you from 5th to 6th tier.
So that's been the Cooligans NFL update.
All right, everyone.
I was
going to
say,
enjoy the Super Bowl.
A Levitard show. Maybe they'll actually play on their show or something.
Couple of gas bags over here just talking about the Super Bowl.
We know about the old hand egg, as they say out in England. So let's start with some of the bigger news in the football world, last week. Miguelito, our producer, hit us. What do we got?
Big managers leaving big jobs. Jurgen Klopp, obviously. Announced he was leaving Liverpool at the end of the season on Friday. And the next day, Xavi was like, I can do that too, bro.
Yeah.
Now he's leaving Barca at the end of the season. What do you guys make of this? Do you think, you know, is it going to be obviously a bigger question is what does it mean for the clubs going forward? But what do you make of just their legacies at each club as well?
Let's just talk about how, you know, there's a lot, nobody wants to work anymore. Right nowadays, a lot of quitters, okay?
Yeah, but how could you quit for like 6 months? And I give you my 6 month notice. I don't. believe you're going to be a good employee until then.
It is 2024. We should be quiet quitting, okay? We are not, you know.
Just going, just walking away?
No, quiet quitting
Rashford did?
Quiet quitting is the phenomenon of essentially still working, but not doing your job. Giving the bare minimum of effort so that you don't get fired. Uh-huh. And people just do that. For as long a stretch as possible, usually while they're like looking for another job.
Yeah.
Why not that? Especially, I'm an Everton fan. Liverpool, I mean, your club could have just phoned it in for a little bit. Yeah. You know, just
would have helped you a little bit.
Yeah.
If only 16 other teams could phone it in.
Okay. If Klopp could have just been like, you know what? We don't need 10 extra points. Let's just give it back to.
You know what? I see you down, my G. You don't have to ask. I'm going to hold you down real quick.
I know you're too proud to ask. Yeah, so I'm just going to.
Yo, say less.
Yo, Jurgen Klopp could have been the Cat Williams of, you know, the Premier League.
Yo.
Just a kind gesture. It's not really making a big scene about it.
Let's get Jurgen Klopp on Club Shay Shay.
That's all we need. But no, so this obviously took a lot of people by surprise. A lot of Liverpool fans were very disappointed.
I mean, I think fans across the world. I mean, Klopp has that thing about him where it seems like everyone likes him.
Well, yeah, there's something to...
Unless you're a fan of Egypt and a fan of Senegal. Other than that.
Yeah, the AFCON folks have a different take. But there is something to... You know, it's a good, like, sort of PR move to announce that you're leaving because then you get the... You get the flowers.
Yeah.
At every, you know.
6 months. Of
6 months.
Goodbye.
Everybody going. Because it was a little bit of like, you know, I never disliked Klopp. But there's not any managers that I like truly sort of dislike. But there's as far as the, you know, Pep Guardiola had those comments about like, oh, now I'm going to be able to sleep better at night before Liverpool games because this man used to, you know, stress me.
Even when he's being nice, it sounds disrespectful.
Right.
I love Pep.
But there's a little bit of, after he announced that he was leaving, I had to even think like, damn, bro, do I like Klopp a little bit? Like, he did bring something to the game that I did, like, appreciate.
He's also, like, an honest guy, wears his heart on his sleeve.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like he's doing anything for, like, the media's sake.
Mm-hmm.
He feels like he's just talking.
But, yeah, it definitely brings into focus of, like, you don't know what you got until it's gone. But as soon as he announced that he was leaving, everybody starts thinking about what is the Premier League going to be like without Jurgen Klopp there.
Yeah.
And as far as competitiveness, the you know, he Liverpool in the last 7 years were really the only club to give Manchester City a consistently difficult time in winning titles every damn year.
Yeah, they took one away from them.
Right, right, right. So and it feels like that, like they stole one away. And even though there's a little bit of this year's going to be different because, you know, I think that this latter half of the season, the players are obviously going to play for Klopp in a resounding way. You got to expect it.
I mean, they were playing for them for him before. Not to say there's not going to be like an added bonus of energy.
They want to end this year, especially the Premier League season, with a title. And
about this. His last game as manager of Liverpool could possibly be a Europa League final.
Sure.
In Dublin.
Okay.
Huge. Remember, Scouse is kind of Irish. Yeah. There's a little bit of crossover there.
Right. But a Europa League title to end the year would be great for Liverpool. But I honestly think the Premier League title is, I would say, more significant, in my opinion, as far as what the players are really going to fight
sure,
for, right?
But that'll be his last match if he gets to the final.
Yeah. It's just all I'm saying, I fear for Arsenal fans who think that we might be able to come back. We might be able to do it. And then I also fear for any City fans that think, like, you know, we should probably win another title.
Well, then I have an idea. Yo, Mikel, say you're leaving.
Okay, now look, we know.
Now look, you don't actually have to leave. But just say you're leaving. That way we got the same juju. You feel right?
Yeah, you can do create like a tragic sob story. Yes. Like all of a sudden, I mean, you would never wish this on anybody.
No.
You know, I came down.
You know
down.
What you do? You put a gun to win the dog's head. If you say, if we don't win the league.
See, this is, you know, it always comes up on Morning Footy about you and pets and dogs.
Hey, that's a good point. This is not don't give any more juice. Don't give him any more juice.
There's, you know, you would never wish this on anybody. But if Mikel Arteta just said, like, oh, I came down with a cancer that could only be cured with a Premier League title. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but redact this whole spot.
Yeah, we're taking that.
It can only be, and then he's fine. Then he's fine at the end of the year, and it's like
horrific. You don't play with people's emotions ever. How did I put a gun to a dog's head?
Yeah, I know. Christian was just like, I can one up.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so cancer is worse than a gun to a dog's head.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I just think Mikel Arteta needs to come out and say, hey, I'm also leaving. Right. So don't just be mad. Don't be sad that Jurgen's leaving. Me too.
Yes.
Then Pep will come out and say he's leaving.
The Premier League just doesn't happen next year.
Yeah. There's no Premier League next year.
All
you have to do is muddy the waters. It's like politics. You know what I mean?
Okay.
What's their message? We'll just steal a little bit of the sauce from that message.
Okay, man, it sounds like a Republican primary.
I was gonna say, bro, this got out to a crazy start in this episode.
What's my name? Ramaswamy comes out. He says he's leaving. They're like, dude,
now we're not gonna be able to monetize this episode on YouTube.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Never say that name again.
But Arteta, and we'll talk about Xavi in a second. But Arteta did. There was a report that Arteta told his camp that he was leaving at the end of the season.
Yes, but he came out and said that's cap.
That's all he said.
Like, take off, he just went cap.
My man said that's cap.
That's
crazy,
bro. Y'all believe that?
It's like, nah, fam. Who told you that?
Bro, I got a bridge to sell you, bro.
He's like, it was my ops that said that. Yo, okay.
That's AI, bro.
Okay. Whoever said that just took a massive L.
What, the same dude who made the Taylor Swift images? That's probably who said it, dog.
Okay. It was a deep fake.
And word is the government wants to talk to you. You feel me?
Okay. Whoever said that is committing revenge porn.
Yeah, dog.
Damn, Arteta.
Y'all just want to see me fail. Like, let me guess who said that. A Tottenham fan.
But he did. He was asked about this. And these were his comments when they asked him about leaving Arsenal.
I know there's only a few days left in the transfer window and it all seems pretty quiet, so I'm not going to ask about any ins, but on outs, are you leaving the club in the summer?
Who, me? No. That's totally fake news while you're ready.
Also, the who, me? Like, bro, we know who you're looking dead in the dude's eyes.
Right. Who? Me? Is the question to me? Am I the only one up here on the dais?
What a coy, just even the who
doesn't
me.
Doesn't it make it sound worse when you say it's totally fake news and who me? I mean,
yeah,
those
the
two
who me
like,
and the fake news, which is.
I've never seen that dude in my life. That's what he sounds like.
Like, you could have been a little bit more confident. You could have confidently said no.
Yeah.
Then use the fake news. The fake news always feel like, man, is that real accurate news? When somebody says fake news? But I can't even fathom any scenario where Arteta would leave or even want to leave. I mean,
it makes no sense.
The rumor is because of Xavi announcing that he is leaving Barcelona.
And obviously he was at La Masia.
Yeah,
and,
you know,
he's a youth over at Barcelona. So there's a lot of reasons why maybe.
The connections, but why leave Arsenal and go to Barcelona? It's not a better situation.
They got no money, bro. They dusty.
They got no money. They're not done with their stadium, right? With Camp Nou, they're still.
Even if they do, it's not going to save them from the financial hell they're in.
they can't
register players. They can't do nothing.
It is
bro.
A nightmare.
Why would you go there?
So, even the idea of like his camp is saying that he's going to leave. Like, what? Who's this? Who the hell is you keep your circle close. You know what I mean? Somebody's in there that shouldn't be there.
This is like trying to get back with your ex, but your ex got a mystery itch. And you're like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure they're in the best condition.
I appreciate your disclosing it, but you should probably sort that out before you get back on Tinder.
I don't think I want to get back involved with you, yo.
Okay.
I got a pretty good situation here.
You're posting some wild stuff. You're looking like Nicki Minaj on the internet right now, bro.
Oh, mass us.
Okay.
I'm living a good life. I got this dog here that definitely doesn't have a gun pointed in his head.
Okay. No, nobody asked questions.
Everything's perfectly fine over here.
Who told you that dog has a gun pointed at
his head? That's also totally fake news. Who, me?
You gotta stop that. Revenge porn should be illegal.
Yeah.
They gotta stop with
he
that
was
stuff.
One step away from the Chappelle, GIF from the Chappelle show. Dropping the water and running off the table.
So Xavi announcing that he's leaving, which shocked me a little
was
bit.
Was not met with the same fanfare of Klopp.
Because it was a little bit like,
they're like, can it be tomorrow? Have to stay the rest of the
Klopp's
season.
Klopp was like, why now? His was like, why now? Why not right now? The exit. Show us.
So Xavi, look, Barcelona have not been great. It hasn't been a debacle, but from maybe...
He won the league last year.
I don't know, just a very short-term memory for the people, for the Catalan folk. Yeah. It is a...
you know what they call their fans?
What do they call them?
Goulers.
Goulers, yeah.
Yeah.
And they... Not, I mean, I'm sure as Spanish speakers, we're probably like a little confused, but I'm sure in Catalan it's... It's just a fun old word.
Yeah, got nothing to do with nothing. Just when I hear it, he's like, I'm a culer. I'm like, hey, watch your smile.
Okay.
I'm like, bro, they're going to bleep you. Oh, okay.
Isn't that Pitbull's favorite jam,
he's a big Barca fan.
So the...
But do you think the reason, though, that it was met with such different... Like, I just feel like the expectations at Barcelona are so much higher. You know what I mean? And that's why everyone's like, okay, even though we won the league last year, even though, we're not doing horrible in league standings this year, this is not what Barcelona is supposed to be.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be for real. Look who is in first place in La Liga.
For right now, because everyone else has a game in hand.
Right. But Girona is in first. They're 1 point above.
It's actually Girona. Because they're Catalan as well.
That's right. Okay. I mean, whatever. What are you going to do? go after me, Twitter mob.
Oh,
wow. Cancel me.
All the culers are coming after you.
Okay. Me too. No.
Send those Kool-Aiders to my DMs, all right? Feel free, okay?
We're gonna keep that in the hidden folder.
Chastise me, you must.
With all that Kool-Aid, bro.
Okay. So that Kool-Aid, you can see it from the front.
Damn. Yo, I want to see those Kool-Aids clapping. Okay. If you really are about this life, if you really wanted to pronounce this correctly,
you got to do it. But this is a thing with I would say for Barcelona, the standard is quite high, but it's really this feels like more a financial more financial issues. Barcelona getting
Xavi's
knocked out.
The fall guy for Joan Laporta not being able to buy, you know, sticks of gum. For the
and, and it's because they got knocked out in the group stage of the Champions League. They,
yeah, of course.
The amount of money that you make just for qualifying.
They needed that money.
They needed
it's
that.
True.
But they operate with like, you know, like a I don't know, like a gambler that's like, I just need, what, I'm going to get that big hit.
Yeah.
And, don't worry, I'm good for it.
If the Niners beat the Chiefs by 75 points, I'm back up. Rent's getting paid.
So you tell the bank, like, the loan's good, I'm going to pay you, I'm going to pay it back.
If I were you, I would even consider this a high risk loan.
Why are you trying to tell me this? The Niners are not going to beat the Chiefs by 75? That's ridiculous.
I've given you the out. Okay, I've told you how the plan comes to fruition.
And that's the thing. They operated, you know, all the signings and everything with like, but we're good for them. We're going to get them. And then, and I'm sure Xavi in the preseason meetings is like, I got you.
This is like every one of those movies that start with like, we need to save the school. Well, if we win this dance competition, right? Like anyone else would be like, y'all not winning the dance competition, man. Get that flyer out of my face,
you
dog.
Have literally no black kids in the school. You're not winning the dance competition.
You ain't winning it.
Okay.
No, Newark United gonna come through heavy. Okay. You ain't winning.
You're when being delusional.
Yeah, Bronx Catholic is gonna destroy you. Dog.
I don't care how many TikToks you've watched, you're not gonna do it.
Lewandowski's just like getting on TikTok dances. It's like, no, man.
Now, what are y'all doing it?
So,
but that's like the same thing. It's like their whole system is built on, don't worry about
don't
it.
Worry
bro.
The, don't
worry. We win champions. Like,
don't worry
about
it,
this.
FC.
Yeah,
bro.
I just need some more time.
And that's and Xavi is basically in the middle of just a front office sort of debacle and financial debacle and all these people not
but
really managing
this is how much of a
culé
he is that he loves his team. He's taking it on the chin. He's like, I'm out. I'm done.
But you gotta feel bad.
Yeah, what a terrible time.
Yeah, man.
But him leaving is also not gonna fix it because like you're saying, he's not the real problem.
Exactly. Maybe it's a little bit of
but
like,
didn't he say he would give back his he'd give back his income this year.
He said that?
Yeah.
Calling Cap. Mikel Arteta, where are you, bro? That's not true.
I mean, why?
Mikel's like, I'm definitely not going to work. I mean, I'm not even getting paid, though.
Yeah, it's such a... I feel bad for him because when he was... Al-Sadd, is that what...
Al-Sadd, yeah.
When he was there... And playing this beautiful football and bringing the...
We're all saying that off one clip, though. But they were balling in that
I've
clip,
I've seen, like,
though.
Maybe three. So I've done the research. So you think I don't commit to my job and care about my work?
Three TikToks.
But that's the reality of the game nowadays, where it's, you could see a highlight of a coach's playing style of a 16, 17-year-old kid.
Done.
That has like a great highlight.
Chelsea's
package.
Like, we'll buy him.
Yeah. 80 million, we want it.
We
got
don't
it.
Care if he's putting out, you know, Instagram stories saying how much he loves Arsenal. We'll buy him.
Okay.
I'll donate to your war, bro. I don't care, dog. I'll buy him.
This highlight has 12,000 views. Of course, we're going to spend $102 million on him.
No, we going viral. Bow.
So that's the nature of, the transfer market, just of raising your stock nowadays. So Xavi did
you
that.
You got to have a view. You got to have content.
And it's not necessarily easy to do, right? Because people think like, yo, if he could take, like, you know, respectfully, nobodies
right.
in a Saudi league and make them look like.
Qatari league.
Okay. And make them look like.
I didn't correct you for nobody.
No.
I just corrected.
I said respectfully.
Yeah. Go for him, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But people see the highlights. They don't know who they're watching. They just see that they this random midfielder is playing like Xavi, Iniesta, and Johan Cruyff, and they look amazing. And so if he could implement that style with players that are not familiar with it and didn't grow up with it, it's like, yo, well, why could he do at Barcelona? And we realize he can't do it. He can't do it because it requires a little bit more than simply the playing style. It requires the investment in defenders, in certain players that are
yeah,
not.
Yeah, the backline dusty.
A lot of the complaints from Barcelona fans are like, we haven't found anybody to replace Busquets, and we can't find.
How do you replace him? You went and got Gundogan, man. Gundogan is an incredible player. He's not going to even, he won't replace
Yeah, but I mean,
Busquets
wasn't even necessarily a, like, unbelievable defender, but he just, It's no, one of those guys.
One of the smartest
he was
guys
just one of the
ever.
Smartest. Players. He knew where to be. He knew exactly when to tackle, when to slide. But he wasn't running. He wasn't a box to box guy.
No.
He just so they haven't found a true replacement for him, and that's what I've seen a lot of people complain about. But they're giving up goals like crazy. To give up five against Villarreal is ridiculous. That's it. They have too many stretches of embarrassing results and bad losses and. It's just, it's a shame, you know, because some of these players, look at João Felix, who's like, who took like, you know, $32 to play this season.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, I love this club. I'm gonna take a pay cut. And it's like, bro, this can't be it. You know, they can't
keep leaning on people being like, I'll do whatever it takes to help this team win. That's not how it works.
No, they do that. Like,
you ain't gonna win with volunteers.
The corporate speak of like, we're all a family. Yeah, it's like, okay.
We'll
fire you on your birthday.
Yeah. So. For now, we're a family, but when we don't need you, you're done.
So moving over to England now, the FA Cup was over the weekend. Some crazy scenes in the fans. Obviously, the games were good. Some crazy scenes with the fans, though, that we're going to focus on. Maidstone United upset Ipswich Town. What do you guys think of this? And number one, did you see the video of the guy falling off the roof? That was incredible.
Yeah,
that's what we got to talk about.
We hope he's okay.
We have to.
He did look like a Hollywood scene, though, because he just kept rolling and rolling. I thought it was just the players on the pitch. I was like, is that Neymar? Why is he rolling?
Yeah, we just
got to felt bad.
Maidstone United, it's Maidstone United, right?
Yes.
Apologies if I, with all due respect.
I think everyone just calls them Maidstone.
Maidstone. So, up the maids.
Pretty sure they're going with Stone.
But a fan fell off the second tier, which is ridiculous, but let's just watch it. It's very quick.
It looks almost fake.
I mean, it looked like somebody tossed a crash dummy off of the. I mean, he's rolling. You would assume he's a little bit drunk, but he falls off the second tier into the bottom tier. He fell on top of a bunch of people.
Yeah, he crashed down pretty hard.
So
imagine you're at a game and a human hit you from above.
Damn,
it's a rough day.
Is it raining people?
Yeah, something's wrong with the stand up there.
So I think he's okay.
I hope so.
I've heard. I mean, so he
did get injured.
There were a couple there were human beings that braced his fall. Maidstone plays in, I believe, the sixth tier.
I don't think they're semi-pro. Some of the players might be semi-pro, but they're out of the football league. So
yes.
This is something that could only happen in the FA Cup. This wouldn't be able to take place.
So they played against Ipswich Town, which is in the championship.
And yeah, and on their way to the Premier League,
yeah,
by the way.
They're
really,
like,
really good.
Second or third.
So, Maidstone, I don't know too much about Maidstone, but this is obviously, this is insane we all get excited and happy about Wrexham and when Wrexham qualified for the Football League, but for a club sort of this deep in the trenches of English football to be a championship side is literally one of the greatest victories they'll have in the club's history. They're currently in fourth. They're national... North in the National League South, and they're in fourth place. They're in position for a playoff to possibly make it into the next non-league level.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are on the table exactly.
I think then they go to the National League.
Okay.
And then after that, they would go to League 2.
Or League 2, yeah, League 2.
So, they beat Ipswich Town 2-1. They got their draw for their next one, which is against
Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Which was just in for Duncan Maguire. They had their bid turned down.
Oh, yeah, and Orlando City was just like, bro, you serious with this kind of offer?
Bro, don't wake me up. I don't wake up for – I had two more zeros, then we're talking.
My phone isn't even vibrating for an offer like that.
Damn.
Okay. It's actually the winner of Sheffield Wednesday versus Coventry City, so we'll see who wins that match.
Oh, it could be Coventry City as well, which is balling, also in the championship.
Yeah. So the
Haji Wright plays for Coventry.
Okay.
Yeah, remember
him?
I thought
he was still at he was at a Turkish club.
It was like at Alsenspor or something like that.
Yeah, but
completely could have made that up.
Yeah, that's definitely not.
I don't know where
was it Trabzonspor?
Yeah, I think it was Trabzonspor.
No, don't they have the Alayaspor? I believe there's another one.
No, I gotta look up Haji.
Couple
Wright's
of spores.
Career.
They got a lot of spores out there.
Antalyaspor.
Antalyaspor. Right. Come on, I was pretty close.
You're right, closer than me.
Come on.
So, so a huge win for Maidstone. I mean, it's a shame because I think we're gonna we spend a lot. I think a lot of people spend a lot more time talking about the dude falling off the the stands.
They're like, we just beat a championship team. You want to hear something crazy? The guy just busts his ass.
Let me tell you the real story.
Damn,
you
know, the real here's thing. What we're gonna lead with.
but good on them. There were a couple other notable results.
Luton Town winning their fourth away match. In a row, or not losing their fourth away match in a row.
Defeating
Everton.
Everton 2-1 at Goodison Park. And bro, this was a Jack Harrison scored. Always nice to see.
Okay, silver linings. That's what we're going to start with.
Nice goal, but this was a game where Everton looked as poor as they ever have this season. Just bad touches, bad passes, no chemistry that they've built throughout the season.
No swag, no money.
Just one of these games where it looked like the front office people that handle the profit and losses for the team.
Played like they just found out about the points deduction. Like before they hadn't heard.
Yeah, it's just so poor. And Luton wasn't spectacular, but they Everton gave up two goals on set pieces. And
they got it done.
And they played with Dominic Calvert-Lewin and Beto up front, so with two up top, a nice 4-4-2.
Brexit ball,
and
Sean Dyche with the laryngitis,
and they were Brexited out of that FA Cup. Okay,
they voted to leave. Dog.
They gave up a goal in the 95th minute. It could have gone to a replay if they just would have held on. But they played with two strikers up front. And Beto had, I think he might have gotten an assist or a key pass that led to the goal. But outside of that, there was a lot. Beto, I think is a.
They gave Beto the assist.
Okay. He's a good player. And definitely for.
This was your big signing.
It was a big signing. But then he sort of plays, and this is what he reminds me of. He reminds me of Divock Origi. Big lad.
Yeah.
Right? Hold up play. But the issue there is that's where he if you watch him play, watch any game he plays, he's almost remarkable. He's like
he runs like a Great Dane.
He does. He sets.
It's like high knees.
He's like a dude setting a pick, like not even setting a pick, but like calling for an ISO in basketball. Like, he's such a big dude compared to a lot of defenders.
Backing down the defender.
And then when the ball comes to him, he'll be like 2-3 feet away from the ball, but to keep you away from it. You know what I mean? So the ball will be way over there, but he'll be like, nah, ain't, we're both not getting it.
I'm not going to let you get it, so that means I can't go get it.
So he does that a lot, and then that ends up leading to errant passes or bad touches or just like not really. You can tell the midfielders and even Dominic Calvert-Lewin don't know what he's going to do. So they know he's going to hold the ball, but they don't know where he's going to go next. He's always kind of like, he shields the defender and is like looking around to be like, all right, I don't know where to go.
And you're hoping just to get in his eye.
Because you know how you watch some, like, especially midfielders, especially in Spain. You watch him and you're like, yo, this dude got eyes on the back of his head. He just knows where everybody.
Like video game, he sees. The
pitch. Beto, no eyes behind.
No. We're not sure he has him on the front.
He does not know where to kind of send the ball, and that's
very erratic.
Yeah, and that's what you kind of saw in this game. So unfortunate. Everton, I think, needed any positivity that they could. Just like Barcelona need, they need to stay in Champions League for any dime that they can bring into the club. Everton needed a good FA Cup run. And this was relatively okay, but it would have been, I think they could have beaten Luton Town, especially the team. They're right beneath them in relegation. Everton is up maybe one or two points.
It's only 1 point, and Luton has a game in hand on Everton.
So it would have been a statement, at least a win.
The
silver
lining here is that at least you don't have to worry about this. Not that that wouldn't have happened next round. You don't have to worry about this competition. Bro, you can just focus on surviving.
I need these boys to get as many games as possible, all right? Just so they know how to play together.
If you would have won the FA Cup and got relegated, would you have considered this a successful season?
I don't even... It's such a complicated question. We got deducted 10 points. We win a trophy. We're in the championship. I have so many conflicted feelings. I'm just like,
yeah, but what?
Okay, I don't know. I got to ask my therapist before I answer that question.
The only way I can answer is laying down, bro.
Okay, I need a comfy-ass chair.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
So we're staying in England for this next topic, kind of going off the pitch again. Marcus Rashford was spotted in the club with some pictures with some women.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's really a problem, but I think everyone's clowning Marcus Rashford. Number one, because he called out of training sick the next day. That's a big no-no.
Yeah, that's why Ten Hag is clowning him.
Yeah.
Why is the internet clowning
him? He ain't mad because he got hoes.
Ten Hag's like, I didn't get no invite. But you think I'm going to go to Belfast right now?
But apart from that, he's doing his goal celebration in the picture of himself with the women. Mm. What are you doing, bro? You're just looking like a clown out here.
This is what you do in a photo when a child who's a Manchester United fan asks you to take a picture.
Right. You do the, like WWE wrestlers, you do the thing. Do the celebration. Right. Like, you know, people ask Stone Cold to like crack a beer and do some like crazy thing in
a photo. I'm a little worried that this isn't a photo from the night out in Belfast because the woman has 2024 sunglasses on. On her head?
Oh.
I didn't even notice that. Oh, maybe it's an old photo.
This might be an old photo.
Okay. So,
or it just happens to be New Year in Belfast.
Okay, I don't know the time zone they're in, but.
Shorty's like, yo, I got these thrifted. They're like from 2 weeks ago.
Okay. I don't know what those are, but regardless.
You see it? The 2020?
Yeah, this was the photo I saw being circulated, so we're looking at.
By the way, it doesn't matter what year it is, it doesn't matter where. It's corny to do your goal celly at the club.
Yeah, he is saying, okay, the tweet we're looking at from Sport Bible just says that Marcus Rashford was spotted clubbing in Belfast on Thursday night before calling in sick to training on Friday morning. So, we've all been there, right?
We've all been there.
We've all, you have a wild night and you're like, boss, I can't, you know what I mean? You do the whole thing.
Something must be going around, like that bottle. I mean,
okay. I gotta go. All right. There's that Kvassie 19 going around.
Jesus.
You hate it.
Damn, yo, you already got the cognac virus?
Because I wouldn't want to give it to my fellow lads.
It's VSOP, dude. It's real bad.
Colney? What's the training ground called?
No, London Colney is Arsenal.
Oh, London Colney is
theirs. I forgot the
name. I don't know.
Anyway, it would have been great for the joke if I knew what I was talking about.
It would have helped. But yeah, this is two things that are embarrassing. One, you get caught
Carrington.
Going out clubbing.
Carrington. All right.
Get caught clubbing and you can't go to work the next day when your team is losing. It's not a good look.
Yeah.
It's a bad season for Marcus Rashford altogether. This doesn't help.
I mean, it's a bad season for all of Manchester United, but it's a thing where everybody got to get on board.
Yeah.
All hands on deck. You can't, nobody can be out in some wild
asking the
IG
janitor,
stores.
How many goals have you scored? Huh? We need all hands on deck, the janitor.
The Sancho, like, issues with Ten Hag, Antony, and the domestic violence
did
stuff.
You hear the, did you see the clip of the
oh
game?
Oh, my God.
The announcer's like, do you hear this? The away fans are chanting, Antony is the greatest. And they weren't.
Oh, what?
They were chanting Antony. Yeah. And he caught himself. And so he stopped and he goes, oh, so sorry.
His apologies.
Apologies. That's
that
not
sound
what
was incredible.
What
it rhymes with something not as not greatest.
Antony is a therapist.
Okay.
You make of that with what you will.
So it is a thing where, look, you know, Marcus Rashford is one of the obviously better players at the club, one of the leaders of the club, and really a veteran.
Be. No, he should be. But I feel like this season has been trying on that. Because, look, you and I are both very vocal that we love how much we love Marcus Rashford as a human being. The things he does, the feeding the children, the trees, the all the goodwill that he's put out in the world. If you want to talk about him just as a footballer, though, there are some questions. Previously, I think it was either last season or the season before, he overslept and he missed the training. He got benched for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some things that have called his dedication or his character into question.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would hold it against him at that
level.
Yeah,
it's a little harsh, I would
say.
It
is. But from every player you've ever met, we've met retired players that would take a game of backgammon like it's the, you know, the Champions League final.
Yeah.
Just how wildly competitive, how they would never make any mistakes. They would just, no matter what you did, even Maradona would show up and still go to training from the club. You know, he'd probably go to the bathroom and have, you know, a talcum powder meal, if you will.
I think it might have been CBS or Italian Football TV that was talking about Ronaldinho and when he was at Milan.
Yeah.
And there was, I forgot who were the people involved, but it was the coach and like
They wanted to bench him because he kept showing up late.
Yeah, one bench him kind of late, and then
he showed up on time.
Then he showed up on time, and he still wanted to sell him. The current who was Allegri? It was the coach.
This is Milan.
This is Milan. Yeah. So, but Allegri was the manager at the time. Yeah. And so when Ronaldinho arrived on time once, and he told the higher up, he's like, sell him. And then he's like, why? But he's on time. He's like, he came directly from the club.
Yeah,
that's why,
booze.
That's why he's on time. So look, that's the thing. The with English media, with even Marcus Rashford, who is heavily scrutinized and most likely just because he's a young black player who occasionally enjoys his life. But
I will say, though, if you're caught going out clubbing and then you call out sick, it's a cup match. I mean,
and
just
in that scenario, bro, get everybody sick, bro. Going to work, that's it. Cough at all the free kick or keep a distance or me.
You can't go to a place that has no cameras.
I know. There has to be a little bit more discretion.
Bro, you can't throw a party at your crib. You can't go to a friend. You can't
sleep. Well, I think that's the thing
house.
Everyone's like, the dude is literally doing his goal celebration in the picture.
Right.
I just think he's living a Belfast life. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Just needs a bell slow down. That's all.
I had to do something. He needs the bell slow down.
Look, okay, this is not a scripted program, all right?
Can you
tell? It's not easy to do this.
No.
Okay? We're winging it sometimes. But
you just got to use your mind.
we're just trying to have a good time.
Yeah, but we have that sound of Ferdinand, too. I don't know if you want to play that for the people.
Oh, yeah. This was real Ferdinand reacting to, kind of the criticism that this is the Five. What's this podcast called? I forgot.
This is the one that flexes on a lot.
Yeah. And this
Cam's. Cam's also on.
Real friend now, obviously Manchester United legend, commenting on Marcus Rashford.
Right now, Marcus should be the guy that's just leading that team. There's a lot of noise around the club. You're one of the experienced players now. Keep that noise down. That's your duty. You're one of the leaders now. Like it or not, your age, the time you've been there, you're one of the leaders. And again, I think you've got to be aware enough that when you're not doing well as a club, as a team, and you're not hitting the standards that we know you're about, personally, you've got to be aware, man.
Yeah, there's a little bit of like Manchester United apologist, I think.
He's kind of dancing around it. He's like, oh, when you're good, you got to be aware. Oh, what a take.
He's sort of, you know, I agree to some degree.
He's saying something without really saying
it. Yeah, it's like when the team is bad, you can't be caught out here doing whatever.
And the funny thing is how many players in his locker room
were. But it's just like, but the era that he played in was just way
no
less.
Social media.
Less social media at the time. I forgot when he retired, but it's a thing where.
People weren't putting pictures of you up on MySpace. But 6 weeks later, found out you were at the club. Sorry, you wasn't in my top eight. I didn't see it.
So it's a. Yeah, look, I think it's fairly obvious. I don't know. I don't know what the, like, look, he's allowed to enjoy his life a little bit. It's just like it gets a little bit silly.
That's not the point, though.
Yeah.
Can't go out so hard, you know. Respectfully, you can't go out so hard that you're sick the next day, quote unquote.
My main thing is the vitriol towards Marcus Rashford. It's just like, bro, there's people that do absolutely disgusting things and people like gloss over it.
Right.
But he goes out and calls him sick or whatever. And then it's somehow the equivalent of like, well, the team is not doing well. You can't be doing, you know, it's like, I would appreciate if Ferdinand was as loud about the disgusting things.
Right.
than he is, and not to say that he's being loud at
all.
Yeah,
he has been pretty vocal anti-racist.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But just in general, that is the, I think it's just, Rashford tends to be an easy target because, like,
yeah.
helps poor kids people already and criticizes don't like government.
Him.
And
people
all
already don't like him for the wrong reasons, so yeah, anytime yeah. he makes an even small mistake. But, I mean, if you're Eric Ten Hag, this has got to be a
I was
going to
say, it just feels like every week there's, like, just something new at Manchester United. Like, that just,
Ten Hag
dumb.
Is like, can we send him to Dortmund as well, man? I mean, this is, why are we doing this?
Yeah, look, signing or the hiring of Omar, what's his name? I forgot his last name. Berrada. Who came over from Manchester City, and I think he did an interview. I saw a couple quotes, but he just sort of... is bringing a I don't know, dose of like reality, I think, to Manchester United.
Oh, the one
United.
If you're not performing for 6 months, you can't still be here.
Right, right. Yeah, and even just like, you know, that is the he's not going to fix things overnight. But I think the there's so many issues with either just people at the club that have been there either too long or just front office issues, or
the
maybe
standards
even,
have gone to shit.
Yeah, and even yeah. There's probably a lot of disagreement with like how the club should be run, I know they had Ratcliffe and all this other stuff. So it just seems like a club that's in a lot of disarray, and maybe this hiring will sort of help like right the ship because it's just. I understand even in the era of like of Fergie and Beckham and all the craziness, they were still winning. They were still playing really, really well. Yeah. So that's like, it can be done. You can have the media circus and still have a good Manchester United.
Honestly, you have to find a way to win with the media circus because you kind of want to be at the, especially in a place like England where being at the top of those tabloids only works as a benefit to you marketing-wise.
The media circus ain't going anywhere.
No,
they got to find somebody that can.
They're still chasing Beckham around because 55.
All right, back home. We're over here. Talking about video games now, EAFC had a little bit of a gaffe over the weekend when they accidentally leaked all the new MLS kits before they were released by the clubs properly.
Yes.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here is the
allegedly,
question.
Allegedly. Like, we don't know if this is real or not. I think Miami announced theirs officially.
No. I mean, they...
No, allegedly, no one has confirmed that these are the real kits.
I mean, they're in FIFA Ultimate
allegedly.
Team. They're in EAFC. Ultimate Team, they're there. I mean, it would be weird if
they just made up fake kits
for
the team.
EA to put a bunch of it. It's just it's disappointing because we know, especially
what if this was on purpose.
So that's been a conspiracy theory that some people have.
Like how it just jumps right to the conspiracy theory.
This is a genius way to market your new kits.
Look, maybe, but we do know that clubs take a lot of pride in not only the work of creating the kits, but also in handling the marketing campaigns and revealing the kit when before, you know, allow them to surprise people. So I understand. We usually get like
a lot of effort goes into making the kits, designing them. So yes, you want that moment to be yours.
We usually get 4 or 5 kits leaked every season, which is I mean, some rogue employee at a Modell's is like, hey, oh, look, they're in the back room. Let me put them out.
Oh, there's a couple boxes that says not until whatever date. Yeah, I'm going to put this out.
Bro, Modell's? I haven't thought about Modell's in like 5 years.
I honestly pause and think, is there still Modell's?
I don't know.
No, definitely
still
not. Definitely not.
Okay, so some rogue employee at a Radio Shack decided.
And nobody beats the Wiz.
Okay. And Crazy Eddie decided.
These new kits are insane.
Decided to
do you guys know who Crazy Eddie is?
They don't know who Crazy Eddie is.
He's a guy who used to have TV commercials telling you how crazy his deals were, and turns out it was like a big scam.
Yeah, this was in how to be like that early 90s or something.
It was like a legend, Crazy Eddie. Right. It was a reference on every show.
So you understand a couple kits will get leaked. Every single one in one fell swoop to get leaked at the same time is so heartbreaking for
it's
these
gotta
clubs.
Be tough.
so you hate to see that, but
especially some of them have like really throwback features to them. And
dude,
like, what a big opportunity to surprise your fans,
exactly.
And now that's taken away from you
100%. And then, but not only did they leak the MLS kits, they also leaked the NWSL kits as well.
Oh my god, did they?
Yes, also all the kits for the NWSL teams in 2024 were also leaked as well. So it's just, it sucks. I mean, why is America got to get the, why, like, EA? I mean, I don't. So look, you try to figure out who's responsible. Is it on MLS to tell EA, like, this is when it should be released? Does EA decide, like, all right, send us the designs and we'll get them in on a certain time? And maybe there was miscommunication of when they would be released. A lot of people play Ultimate Team. As soon as they put them in the packs, people are going to start unpacking them and start seeing them. So I don't understand where the miscommunication was. It has to be a simple, like, wait until the MLS season starts, or yeah, 2 weeks before the MLS season starts.
There should be an embargo date. We get this information on Morning Footy all the time. They're like, hey, this player is moved. We're not allowed to say anything until noon on Thursday.
Right, mm-hmm, right.
And no one's like, yo, EA, move this player to this team.
EA, literally the most popular soccer video game maker in the world.
The thing more people pay attention to than all the clubs put together. Please.
You know, so we, you know, I mean, and look, somebody dropped the ball somewhere. I mean, we're making fun
but
of
how could
EA.
This be good for MLS? How could this be good for NWSL? It's added interest. If the club puts it out themselves, it's only their fans who see it.
True.
If everyone is talking about a leak, oh my God, a leak.
Negative,
this is a
the
positive.
The negative is that we see the kit in a, you know, like a whatever, 500 pixel little EA card.
But now your video is going to hit even harder because it's going to be like, look, now you get to see the real, what it really looks like.
Maybe. I mean, it's always disappointing. I know, you know, nobody wants everybody wants the opportunity to surprise.
Stealing the thunder.
You're stealing the thunder a little bit and in not the best way possible, right? Because it's obviously not a high quality image, and you're not seeing, like, the Inter Miami kits were just released today. Obviously, Inter Miami's playing a global. This global preseason tournament, they're not really playing well. They drew to El Salvador. They lost to FC Dallas. They're losing at the moment right now to Al-Hilal. So, I mean, you know, Tata Martino got to figure something out because you can't be looking bad in preseason with Messi, Suarez, Alba, and Busquets. Hey,
oh, it's 3-3 right now. What? Yo, they came back.
Okay, a little bit of a comeback. But by the time you're listening to this, you'll know the final results if you really
Suarez
care.
Suarez and Messi both scored.
Look at that. Okay.
Yo, Xavi Hernandez to Inter Miami.
That would also be cool.
Tata Martino gets sacked before the beginning of the season. Xavi?
Dude, that'd be quite shocking. No, I don't think... look, Tata Martino's not losing his job.
Obviously not.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. It's just a... So Inter Miami's kits did come out, and those when you see the high quality images, those look pretty good.
Yeah, I think they look great. I know people have mixed reviews. Seems like some of the people on the internet don't like it. I happen to love them.
Because it's a center.
I'm a big center patch guy.
We can put it up on
center
screen.
Center badge.
They have the center badge and the Adidas logo is also in the center.
Are they playing in the new ones today?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
Nice.
Where's the? We have a Jordi Alba. Yeah, I mean, we're looking at it right here.
Look at this.
Okay, I mean, and when you look at when you're not seeing it in Ultimate Team, you're like, all right, this is like kind of crispy, and I love the detail to the texture of the shirt. Like it does add a lot to it. So, but the Royal Caribbean sponsor.
Yeah, didn't they have like a crypto thing?
And a crypto one before, but this one, I mean, it feels this doesn't look like the Autobots logo to you?
No.
Optimus Prime?
No. This is very clearly a crown and a anchor.
Okay. I see, you know.
Somebody said it looked a little bit like Charlotte's logo, and I'm like, it clearly doesn't.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit, it's just embarrassing for it to be released, for the kids to leak in this way. Not the fact that they leaked at all. It is just that EA was the one responsible for kind of ruining the surprise for a lot of people. So hopefully it was, you know, who knows who made the mistake, but, you know, maybe next year. It's one of those things. Like,
yeah, maybe he'll get Football Manager of the league next year.
Well, what I really want to see, honestly, I want to see one team use this EA thing, like, in the kit announcement now. Like, do something, like, funny with it. Because then you can save and kind of, like, lean this into it and something like
San
that.
San Jose did, they put out a tweet that was pretty funny. I got to find it. But I think it was just simply saying, like, I think now would be not the best time to play EAFC. Oh, okay. This is, yeah. This was, it just said, this is a bad time to ask if you guys want to play some EA Sports FC. you know, at least addressing it.
Yeah,
so.
It's all banter.
But what are you going to do?
I wouldn't call it funny, but it's pretty good.
Okay, you heard that, San Jose?
Wow.
Okay. the comedians, let you know.
But good. It's good to play with the with the whole topic.
All right. I mean, so look, like I said, maybe next year they will be able to maintain.
We'll get them next time. You know, eFootball, that's the new Pro Evolution. They're like, how do we get this?
Yeah. Okay.
How do we leak the kit for North London Red FC?
I'm excited to see the kits in person, though. You know, some of them, some of the designs do look pretty dope. Yeah. So we'll see. All right. Let's wrap up there. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This week is going to be interesting. Alexis, you'll be away on vacation.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to say where you're going, but
I'm going to, well, no, I'll say when I get back.
Okay.
You'll see it on my Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He's going to Epstein Island. Anyway. Damn. Oh, was that not supposed to, I'm sorry.
How dare you?
It's for sale.
I'm looking for clues.
Okay. He's going to catch all the culprits. All right.
I will find out who redacted and redacted it.
My man is going there with only a black light.
Don't want to see that.
To find out what's going on. So we have a substitute this Thursday, Christine Cooper.
Yes, the people have been asking for Christine Cooper.
People asked, they were like the Coopogins.
Yes.
Asking her. So she will be co-hosting with me on Thursday. So tune into that. As always, make sure you follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all social channels. Shout out to the NAG Boys, News Across the Galaxy. I just did their podcast.
Oh, very nice.
Yesterday, LA Galaxy podcast. That was dope. So shout out to those guys. So check that out if you're interested. If you're an LA Galaxy fan, we talked a little bit about LA Galaxy's preseason and their upcoming game against NYCFC. Like I said, yeah, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast, and shout out to everybody watching on DraftKings Network. I'll see you Thursday. Be well, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.